Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. ZZ Top is iconically Texas. Just as those Aggies and Bears and Horn Frogs to the north and those Longhorns to the west are also iconic to Texas. ZZ Top, the high-octane band famous for rock classics that praise perhaps certain parts of the female form, legs and other parts, no longer appearing on the top 10 charts as they did in the 70s and the 80s. But Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill and Frank Beard continue to tour relentlessly despite all now being eligible for Medicare, Gibbons being born in 1949. Last night, history was made. As the story in Texas Monthly read, ZZ Top formed in 1969 and the town of LaGrange was first established in 1837. And despite the fact that between the two of them there's more than 200 years of history and that their history was fully intertwined after Billy Gibbons and his bearded brothers recorded their signature song, LaGrange, 42 years ago, the twain had never met. Yet somehow ZZ Top had never played a show in the Fayette County seat. ZZ Top last night played their famous song about LaGrange and the House of Ill Repute, the Chicken Ranch, last night in LaGrange in front of 20,000 people at the Fayette County Fair. And your priest was there. I put on my cowboy boots and I walked through the midway at the fair, and I stood in line for a beer token, and I headed to the pasture where the stage was set up to stake a claim on a place to stand and watch the old guys play. And it was amazing. I expected that some of these old guys just couldn't play anymore, and years ago saw Bob Dylan in concert, and he obviously needed to hang up his spurs. His raspy voice had gone way raspy. But believe it or not, those long bearded guys of ZZ Top can still play and still sing. And this morning, we are supposed to, at the request of our presiding bishop and the bishop of our diocese, we are supposed to be preaching on racism. And I even have a really long sermon all prepared about the topic. But our little town of Hempstead and our sheriff and our jail have been painted with very broad and hurtful brushstrokes as racist. And we're all feeling pretty badly about it. And last night, as I looked out over the audience, I realized that that's a moment when the color of our skin, our age, our gender, our purple hair, our tattoos, our cowboy hats, our personalities, it didn't matter. We all came together to enjoy amazing music and see a bunch of Texas boys with long beards play some blues and rock and roll that everyone here would recognize, even Charlie, sharp-dressed man. Come on, Charlie. Clean shirt, new shoes, you know. And in today's gospel lesson, you thought I was only going to talk about ZZ Top. Jesus is also being treated like a rock star. And all he wants to do is go off by himself for some quiet moments of reflection. It seems everyone wants a piece of Jesus, whether to heal or just see this phenomenon. And for just a moment, it seems that Jesus loses his manners with this Syrophoenician woman. He acts, as he probably was raised, to treat those who are different than he is. She wasn't Jewish, she was Gentile, and she wasn't from around here. She was Syrophoenician, and to treat her differently. But within moments, he catches himself and from afar heals this woman's daughter and then a deaf and dumb man. And you know, we all have a common core, a common bond. And for us as Christians, it's to love one another. And last night I saw lots of really drunk people and lots of people who didn't have a drop to drink. And I saw law enforcement strained as 20,000 people walked out of that pasture and expected to get to their cars, which were parked all over Fayette County. It was messy, and people were not at their best, but nonetheless, people started helping one another. Except that next time, Susan, I'm going to recommend that they hire a verger to help them organize all those people and crowds. But the elderly were assisted by the young, and black, white, and brown stood side by side to help one another. And it was probably well into the early morning hours before many people finally reached their cars to get home. I certainly lift a belated prayer for all of their safety, but once again I was reminded we can and we should help one another. We should engage one another in conversation and take the time to invite others to our church. We have a very cool church in people and in place. And part of our walk as Christians is to invite our neighbors to worship with us. And of course, we need to stop the isms, including racism. We need to recognize that we have fundamental isms, and we need to work hard to change our minds and our actions. My dear grandmother, a story I may have told, was a sweet, kind, and brilliant woman. But she was also a racist. And among her most racist moves, she was driving to the Galleria and was on Post Oak Boulevard driving her very safe Volvo. And she came to a stoplight when an enormous black man was sitting in his convertible with the top down and music blaring. And grandmother reached across the passenger over to, when doors had locks, the door lock, and pushed down the door lock, which was really obvious to the man in his convertible. And he turned and looked right at her, and with a smile, he reached in his own car to the lock and locked his convertible, which was wide open. He reminded her of the hate and distrust that we can engender in our simple actions. And so we need to work to end the hate and the hurt. And we all have families and histories and deep prejudices, but there's no reason we cannot change our attitudes and share our lives with our brothers and sisters. We need to learn to love one another. Jesus taught us that, and we know it's the right thing to do. When we finally have ears to hear, we will never be the same. Jesus does love the little children of the world, as the song goes, all of the children of the world. And despite his momentary slip with maybe a prejudiced remark, he repents, he listens, and he serves this woman and her child. And so let's redouble our own efforts to listen to one another. Let's remember we will fail from time to time, just as it appears that Jesus may have had a slip. But let's follow our Lord and get it right ultimately and serve those who are different than we are, those we cannot really relate to, those whose story is different from our story. And so let us for a moment, with the refrain, hear our prayer, pray for our guidance. So let me pray for a moment. Oh God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred that infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us, unites us in bonds of love, and through our struggle and confusion, work to accomplish your purpose on earth, so that in your good time, every people and nation may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Lord, in your mercy, and we refrain, hear our prayer. Out of the darkness we cry to you, O God. Enable us to find in Christ the faith to trust your care, even in the midst of pain. Assure us that we do not walk alone through the valley of the shadow, but that your light is leading us into life. Lord, in your mercy. O God, where hearts are fearful and constricted, grant courage and hope. Where anxiety is infectious and widening, grant peace and reassurance. Where impossibilities close every door and window, grant imagination and resistance. Where distrust twists our thinking, grant healing and illumination. Where spirits are daunted and weakened, grant soaring wings and strengthen dreams. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, call us into a deeper relationship to be your church for the sake of the world. Help us to see with new eyes the injustices within church and society. Call us to have a loving heart that respects and uplifts the humanity and dignity of every person. Open our ears to listen to and learn from the experiences of people of color. Open our mouths to speak up and about injustices. Join us with others to work for equity and inclusion of all people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And we all finish with Amen.